Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, August 5th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. With us today, we have Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Tracy Martin to talk about how Wrangell's 69th annual Fish Derby is coming along. It started last week on July 17th and goes for a month until August 17th. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Thanks for coming in today, Tracy. How are you today?
You're welcome. I'm wonderful with all of this beautiful weather, and I finished painting my house. I don't know if people have been driving Case Avenue looking at the progress, but it's just a few little details done, so I feel very accomplished today.
Yeah. Did you finish it today?
Actually, my husband's working on a few little things. We actually did 9:30 p.m. on Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
And then it started to rain that night, so we had to do the peak early in the morning and got that done Sunday morning. So, yeah.
Yep. Amazing. When was the last time like it had a fresh paint job?
We're taking a guess. It might have been about 50 years. There was a pretty old paint on there. But it's cedar sided, and that cedar, you know, we're just able to spray it and sand it and keep it going. You know, replace some of the old wood, but
really
yeah,
great.
Yeah, cedar lasts forever.
Oh, yes. And does it smell good still?
Well, when we put the new pieces on, yes.
Okay.
And that's why I varnished them instead of painted over them.
Yes.
And made it just kind of a modern look to the house and modernize it. So
awesome. Yeah. Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, okay, right now we have the King and Coho Fish Derby happening. That goes until August 17th.
Yes.
Will you talk about how it's going?
Well, things seem a little slow. We have only had 5 entries so far. I don't know if that's because people aren't going out and fishing or if they're just not catching as much. But we've had 3 kings turned in. It's a little late for king time, but the cohos are just starting to show up. So we were trying to, the reason why we had a later date and then doing it longer is so that we could catch people, all kinds of fish, you know, because you never know these days which fish are going to be in abundance and which fish are going to be legal to catch, you know, and where we're going to be able to catch them. You know, if you start earlier in the year, then there might be all these restrictions, might have to go a lot farther. We figured if people can just go out front, then maybe more people would be willing to be in the derby. And you can catch from shore. There's no rules that say you have to catch from a boat.
Oh.
You can catch fish from shore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. As long as you have a derby ticket, yeah, you're good.
Wow. So I saw on the website, you know, as you said, there's only 5 people who fished for the derby yet. And we have a 29-pounder king and a 9-pound coho, which are the heaviest for this
year. Yes, they're the
leaders. Do you have an idea what the heaviest fish was caught in previous years?
Yes. So in 1974, Max Dalton caught a 66.1 king.
Wow.
So that was pretty nice sized.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. And how do people join?
So all you have to do is purchase a derby ticket. They're $35, and that goes for all 3 species of fish. So you can fish for king, coho, or halibut with that ticket. That ticket also gets you into a drawing for 2 round trip tickets to Alaska Airlines. We're only selling 1,000 tickets, so your odds of winning are pretty high. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to fish to win. You can just purchase a ticket if you would like.
Oh.
And that helps support the derby so that we can, you know, pay for the cash prizes and things like that. And there's also a kids derby. So kids have their own, 14 and under, have their own prize money that they can win.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So anyone can purchase a ticket. They don't have to fish. And also, what you mentioned, people can fish from shore.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to go on a boat.
No.
I was going to ask, like, what's the farthest to catch a fish like that you have to travel? But it's the shore.
Yeah, it's the shore. And there we have a map on the back of our little derby booklet. So our booklet is a commemorative 75th anniversary of the Royalty, 50th anniversary of the logging show, So if you want to even have one of these just to have with all of that information. And it's also got the chamber map and the Derby information in there. And then on the very back is a map of the Derby area.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
It's nice.
And you can get the information also, if you don't want the booklet, from our website.
Yeah. So no kids have joined yet.
Not yet. Not weighed in a fish yet. So and as soon as they weigh in, they're on the leaderboard.
And the kids, it says 14 and under. Do they have to buy a ticket as well?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They would have to have a ticket.
Yeah. What are the prizes for the young people who enter the category?
So they have the kids categories. First place is $100 in each Coho King and Halibut, $75 for second place, and $50 for third place.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Got to be 14 and under, dear.
And what are the prizes for adults?
So the adults, they get a little bit more money. So theirs is $1,000, and I don't have it in front of me to get my numbers right, $750 and $500. Did I get that right? I think I did. yes, yeah. It is.
Okay. Great. So you said $1,000,
yeah,
for first?
Yeah, $750 and then $500.
Okay.
And that's in each category. So King, Coho. And then halibut is $500, just $500 for the biggest fish.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Plus the airline tickets, too.
Yeah.
But you don't, yeah.
You'll get in the drawing for that. And then there's a prize night, and I forgot to bring my date on that one for the prize night. Anyway, and there's a drawings for all kinds of stuff that get, so there's a lot of prizes. The Alaska Airlines tickets, you don't have to be there. But for the other ones, you do, because we just set up a table with all of the prizes sitting there, and then your name gets drawn, you go down and pick what you want.
Okay.
Makes it much faster and easier.
Is that the, would that be the same day of the award ceremony?
Yeah, it's the awards. Do I have it on here? The award ceremony, yeah. It is, I should have wrote down that date before I got here. I'll have to get that to you so you can announce it when the award ceremony is.
Yeah, I can write it into our website, too.
Yeah.
On this.
Sorry about that.
You're definitely fine.
It's on a Saturday afternoon after the Derby. So if you have a calendar, I probably can figure it out. Let's see.
Yeah. It says.
Bring up my calendar.
The 20. Oh, wait. No, that's September. Okay.
And we did a 2, I think a 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. because we wanted to let the Nolan Center, they've been trying to have movies and everybody keeps scheduling like Saturday nights for events. So I said, well, we can do our award ceremony in the afternoon. Then you can still have movies.
Yeah. So it's at the Nolan Center on the 23rd. That's after the 17th. That's a Saturday after the.
Yes, it would be the 23rd. Yes.
Okay. Great.
There we go. We figured it out. Just needed a calendar.
Okay. So.
I think I'm prepared and I forget something.
So starting August 14th is the Halibut Derby.
Yes.
What's involved with that? And it's only 4 days long. It's the 14th to the 17th.
Yes. Well, the main reason for doing that is I got to find me a place where we can hang big halibut. You know, we have our little station for the salmon and we can hang small halibut there. But if somebody catches a big one, I got to find me a spot where we can hang a big one. And then also, you know, just the logistics of it is a little more complicated than the salmon. You know, the salmon is set up. Java Junkies is our go-to team that is weighing the fish for me until 4 o'clock. Then after 4 o'clock, then it's call me.
Okay.
Or come by my house. No paintbrush threat this time because it's done.
How do people call you? What's your...
They just call the chamber number.
Okay.
Yeah, because it rings to the chamber cell phone.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And if you want to write it down, it's 907-305-0685.
Okay. Great. Okay, so after 4 o'clock, what's the the time limit for each day, would you say?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. So will you go over the rules for the Derby?
Sure. You always want to check all the emergency orders. Like there was a emergency order where you couldn't if you were out of state, you couldn't fish the kings. But now that's been lifted. So that was lifted on Monday. So you always want to check the emergency orders and make sure that there's nothing, no restrictions. So always do that. And then you have to have your derby ticket purchase before you go fishing. So you have to present your derby ticket to us to weigh the fish. So make sure you keep that derby ticket somewhere. You can always take a picture of it too and have it on your phone. Just in case you lose it, then you have it. So take a picture of your derby ticket. And then you just go fishing and have a good time. Anyone in the boat that doesn't have a derby ticket should not be fishing. Mm-hmm. So it's just people who have tickets. They can go along for the fun, you know, help bonk it on the head or something, but you can't fish. And then you just bring your fish in and have it weighed. And then we fill out a ticket for you with the right species on it and the weight, official weight, and take a picture of you with your fish. And all that gets all texted to me if I'm not the one weighing the fish. And that's kind of all you do.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
Have you heard, like, from any of the five contestants who have submitted their fish, how it went for them?
All I have is like where they fished. So I can list. So we have Bend, Quiet Harbor, North Edelin, Round Point, and Shoemaker.
Okay.
So areas where they've caught fish.
Yeah.
And on their tickets, it does say whether they were, you know, what kind of bait they were using, but I don't have those tickets with me. I think herring is the most common thing that I've seen on the tickets.
Okay.
So, nothing too fancy.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's
your
all
normal fishing.
Hook, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. On a sport pole. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't, for the halibut, you can't go put a long line out. It's got to be sport caught.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the derby committee judges, who's involved with the committee?
Well, the committee, they're not necessarily judges, they're helpers. Yes. And so we met, I think we started in February, meeting to figure out, okay, here's the budget. You know, how are we going to divide up the money for prizes? How are we going to, you know, logistically do everything? And so the two main people that have been helping me out from the committee has been Ed Com and Alan Cummings from All In Charters. So they've been very helpful. And we've already gotten some donations. So and then some people are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come, you know, donate because, you know, we want a lot of prizes for the drawings. And then also, you know, it's nice to have sponsors for the monetary prizes as well. So, so far who's come through is Grandview, Bed and Breakfast, All In Charters, Angerman's, and Wrangell IGA have all stepped up and helped out. So
awesome.
Donating. Yeah.
And what prizes are there besides, you know, what we discussed, but on the table, do you have an idea?
So there's little stuff, but there's also like a barbecuer, there's gift certificates. So far that's what we have.
Okay.
So far.
Yeah.
And then Kathy Ingerman also donates every year $100 for the kids derby for the biggest king.
Fun.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So why is the fish derby important?
Well, I think it's important because fishing is part of our heritage, and I think it helps get the community out there in a fun way, you know, competing against each other. You know, I know some people have tournament are trying to beat each other just so I beat the so-and-so, you know, with my fish. And then also it does, you know, gets people to go to the store and to purchase items for, you know, going out in the boat or tackle new poles, things like that. So it does add some industry to Wrangell.
Yeah.
So.
And it benefits the chamber as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Right. Sometimes we go on the hole for activities. And sometimes we make a profit. So right now, not a profit yet.
Okay. Hopefully it will.
Yeah.
This month. I was going to say next month.
If we sell more tickets. So buy more tickets.
Yeah. 20, get, where do you get tickets?
Oh, yes. So all the places you can get tickets. So Bay Company and Cooper's Corner, Sentry, Audison's, Buness's, Ingerman's. And I'm going to forget somebody. Chamber Office has some. Alaska Vista's. which is Java Junkies. They've got them down there. Did I forget somebody? Going through memory here. I think I got everybody. If I forgot somebody, I apologize.
Yeah.
Penises. Yeah, I think I got everybody. I go up and down the street in my brain.
Yeah. So it's the 69th.
Oh, TK's Mini Mart.
Oh,
sorry.
TK's.
Yeah,
okay,
TK's
great.
Was another one. Yep.
Awesome.
I knew there was one more.
Good. It's the 69th annual. What year did it start?
1953. And my Uncle Fred Angerman caught the largest king, 45.3 pounds, in 1953.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Has he ever talked about that?
No, but his picture's right here.
Wow. It's a beautiful black and white.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great.
So if you pick up the commemorative booklet that has the Fish Derby information in there, there's a picture of both my uncle and my auntie.
Oh my goodness.
On page 28.
Does she have a fish with her?
She has a fish with her, and I'm not sure. She didn't seem to be a winner that year, but yeah, she's hanging onto a fish. You can see it.
Yeah.
My auntie Merce.
That's incredible. And so there was no derby for 4 years. And
oh, she had 26.1. There it is. Right down in the, underneath the picture there.
Really cool.
So she didn't beat him.
But she's there.
Yep, so. She's there.
So the years that there was no derby was, I believe, it 2017 or 2018?
2018 through 2020. So there was 3 years with no derby.
Okay. And that's because there was a low count, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. Yeah. The reasons, it could have been that they were trying to keep it a king derby. And because of, you know, restrictions and that, I think they didn't know how to, like, get it together. And we just decided, that's one of the reasons why we decided to go ahead and do the multi-species, because you just don't know what the rules are going to be. And then tried to pick a time frame where all three species would be around. And so that's why I made it longer as well, which, you know, costs a little more for the insurance, because we have to pay a daily rate for insurance for activities. But yeah, I think it's going to be worth it to get people out there and fishing and keep the derby alive.
Yeah, yeah. And where are the weigh stations?
So we have one weigh station, and that's at the city dock.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's for the salmon and small halibut. So I'm still working on a weigh station for the big halibut that come in. So yeah. I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing this afternoon, trying to figure out, okay, where are we going to weigh some big halibut that comes in, you know? Somebody gets a 200-pounder, it's not going to fit on our little salmon weigh station, you know? If it's, I think it's about, how many feet up? Probably about 4 feet up.
Okay.
You know, the weigh station hook. But then you've got the scale, you know, comes down a little bit. So if you get a longer halibut, bigger halibut, we're going to need another spot. So I'm going to check out some spots this afternoon and see if we can find another spot to put our scale when we need to weigh halibut that are bigger.
And that starts August 14th. So that's in 9 days.
Yes.
I believe.
Should have it figured out by then, I'm sure.
Yeah. Time is going by. I know.
I know. School's going to start. Look at this.
I know. So, okay. Do you have any other history of the Wrangell Fish Derby?
Just what's in our little booklet. Mm-hmm. There's some little fun readings in there. And just that it's been going on for a long time. And we have the whole list of in that booklet of everyone who's won the Derby from 1953 to 2024. So if you want to have that commemorative booklet, we have them down at the chamber office, and also a lot of the stores have these as well, and you can just take one. They don't cost anything.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so Century has them. All the stores that are selling the Derby tickets, they all have these booklets.
Okay.
And then they're also, I think, the Stikine Inn, I need to go check and make sure everybody still has some. Bed and Breakfast in Town, they have these. We've been giving these booklets out on the tour boats. They take them by the case.
Oh.
Yeah, they take them by the case. And then our outfitters also, charters, they've been taking them and giving them out to our visitors that come in.
Yeah, it's a beautiful booklet. Yeah. It's glossy, colored. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's really nice if someone just wants it for commemorative, you know, and have that information. It's really cool booklet with the history.
Yeah. Do you have an idea of how this Fish Derby this year compares to previous years?
Well, they used to give out a lot more prize money. They had pretty big prize monies. But, you know, we're living within our means. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is, you know. Everybody's living within their means these days, or trying to, you know.
Definitely.
And, you know, funding's drying up everywhere. You guys know that.
We do know that, very much so.
So we're trying to make it work and keep it alive. And, you know, if it's successful enough, a lot of times it's kind of like the 4th of July with the royalty, is the year that you're doing it, you know, pays for the next year.
Okay.
And so, but there wasn't a Salmon Derby account with any overflow. So I'm hoping if we sell all of our tickets, we have 1,000 tickets, then we'd have enough to pay this Derby plus plan for the next Derby. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do, is make budgets that work for paying for your activity and then hopefully having at least startup money for the next year. And trying to, you know, run the chamber that way.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine you're doing that like with almost every event.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to make things work.
Yeah.
Financially, you know.
Yeah. So, as you said before, people who do run with this derby, who do enter the derby, they have to follow the current sport fishing regulations.
Yes, yes.
And they cannot sell their fish, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, you can't be a commercial fisherman, catch it on a commercial boat and then sell it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Sport rod only.
Yeah.
Sport fishing.
Great. Is there anything else you want to add about the derby?
Just get out there and fish. We really want some kids to enter.
Yes.
You're going to get prizes somehow, some way, because we'll have plenty of prizes by the end. I'm sure we have lots of people saying, "Oh yeah, yeah, I'm going to come. We're going to donate something."
Yes.
So, and we've got a stack, a pile going. So.
Yeah, so people will definitely have a prize of some sort.
Of some sort, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. And just what's the next event after the Derby?
Well, we not sure if we do. I have to have our next meeting to find out if we're going to continue the birthday calendar scholarship. It's a lot of work. If I have volunteers, then it's doable. If I don't have volunteers, it's not doable. It's a lot of work. But I love that we are able to give a scholarship to a senior. So, in fact, I just mailing it out to Della's school, Della Churchill School, today. So, and so hopefully she's down there getting ready, or she's going to be down there soon, you know,
yeah.
For college. And
yeah.
It's a great program. So I'm hoping to have volunteers for that. And then our, what's coming up? We have our shopping days, a tax-free day in October, the shopping days in November and December, the harvest ones, and then the holiday one. Then we have the Midnight Madness, that's in December too. So, and chamber elections, chamber annual meeting. So it's always hopping down there at the chamber.
Yeah, and you are the chamber is looking for volunteers, right?
Always.
Mm-hmm. For anything, really, like what's needed.
Well, little things come up that just take time, you know, like the other day I had Kathy Gross has been one of my great volunteers, her and Nell Churchill, I call them a lot. We just had to have these little keychains put on these keychains that have a float. They're the kind you put your keys on for your boat and stuff.
Oh, cool.
In fact, I have one in here. And they just needed those little things put on. And so...
The ball...
The chain had to be put on. Yeah. So Kathy did that for me. You know, there's just little things like that that, you know, the chamber doesn't want to pay me $20 an hour, whatever I get paid, you know, something hours. to do that, you know, so get a volunteer to do that.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Sometimes I have administrative things. I'll say, okay, make this database, you know, fill out this database for me. You know, just fold these letters and put in stuff them in an envelope. So
yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I just get a list of volunteers and then I just call people when I need something done. It's pretty much how it's been done.
Awesome.
You know, except for 4th of July was like, please come volunteer.
So pretty much if anyone wants to volunteer, they just reach out to you by phone or email.
Yeah, sure.
And there we go.
There we go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk about the Fish Derby. Again, the Fish Derby started last week on July 17th and goes till August 17th. So that's King and Coho. And then starting August 14th to the 17th is Halibut.
Yes.
Great. And $35 tickets to enter.
Yes.
And can you just repeat where you get them again?
Yes. Yes. So TK's Mini Mart, Bay Company, Sentry, Cooper's Corner, Odison's, Buness's, Ingerman's, and Chamber Office.
Okay.
Did I forget anybody? I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Different
yep.
Look. Oh, plus yep. The chamber.
Yes.
Yep. Great. Well, enjoy your summer.
Thank you. And remember, you need not fish to win.
That's right, because there are Alaska Airline round trip tickets,
and we're only selling 1,000.
And the awards ceremony is, I believe, the 23rd at the Nolan Center.
It's 1 or 2 o'clock. I think it's 1 to 2, but I have to check that time.
It'll be on the Chamber website and our website too, under the story, the Talk on the Rock story. So we are going to hop on into World Cafe.